Okay, now see, now who are the teams that are left here in the baseball thing?
It would be the San Francisco Giants, okay, and St. Louis Cardinals.
All right.
The Detroit Tigers, okay, and the New York Yankees.
Okay. Because we got to get Detroit in here, because I mean, don't you have to have at least one game in the World Series where it's bone-chillingly cold?
Oh, gosh.
Yes, you do.
So that the commissioner can sit out there in a short-sleeve shirt and say, "What? Everything's fine. Yeah,
oh, great. Gosh.
You know, that's the way baseball be." So, not everything that's strange and unusual happens in Florida.
Some of it happens in San Antonio.
Well, it can happen any place. What happened in San Antonio?
Just like all the time, just really weird stuff in The Wire.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So here we go. This one's in Tennessee. Rogersville, Tennessee. Timothy Crabtree is facing assault charges for stabbing his son after the pair got into an argument over who'd get the last beer in the refrigerator.
Happens in my house all the time.
Sure, you know, exactly. It's just throwdown time. Police say the argument got physical when the son pushed his dad onto the ground and started assaulting him. That's when Tim, and again, we really don't have the ages, which is unfortunate. That's when Tim grabbed the kitchen knife laying on the counter and stabbed his son twice in the leg. The son was hit with assault charges after he was treated and released from the hospital. They're both out on bond and have a court date. Now, my question is, do they live together? Did son just happen to be over there? And, you know, if they do, then, you know, him coming back into the house with a bandage on his leg, daddy's there, they both got charges against him, and the beer is probably still in the refrigerator. So, I mean, every time you open it up, you're reminded, I didn't get that beer.
He can put it on the wound and ice it up.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
sick. Good for that. Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
I'd like to know what kind of beer it is.
Or how much had they drunk in before they got into this
argument?
Well,
that too. And again, do they not have some way to get someplace else to maybe buy more beer? Seems like that'd be a pretty easy way to solve the whole thing. But after all, they live in Tennessee, but they may be from Florida.
Do you have achy joints? Do you want to start exercising more? If so, then Fit and Strong is the program for you. Fit and Strong is brought to you by St. Joseph's Healthy Communities and the Scott and White Foundation. We are excited to offer this safe and effective exercise program. As part of an 8-week program, you will exercise 3 times a week and learn behavior modifications.
To register, please call 979-458-2237.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 617, and, oh, today is No Beard Day. I don't know how that works
no,
out.
No beard or beer?
Beard.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering the same thing,
yeah,
Kevin.
If you celebrate No Beard Day today, that means you have to start over? I mean, like, I'm thinking two of the guys from ZZ Top probably don't want to celebrate that.
Well, maybe, is it kind of a preemptive strike towards No Shave November?
I didn't know that No Shave November existed.
Oh, it sure does.
Oh, okay.
It exists among young people in Texas and England.
Don't shave for the entire month of November.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm in.
No Shave November.
I am so in.
All right. See how that works out. Let's see. It's also National Chocolate Cupcake Day. So there you are.
Nice.
Celebrate one of those. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Bristol the Pistol Palin's 22 today.
Oh, my, I've been here.
Zac Efron is 25.
Hasn't.
Frida Pinto is 28 from Slumdog Millionaire.
I don't think. Who is Frida Pinto? Sounds like a bean to me. I don't know.
Or a dip.
Bean to a bean. Yeah, that too.
The immortal Erin Moran is 52. Oh, Joni's birthday.
She's been having a tough time. We had a little problem. We talked about her problems earlier.
Last week, I think.
Yeah, I think it's probably right. Yep.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. 52. One of the coolest names in sports, Martina Navratilova.
Oh, yeah.
56. The 2.5 Men guy, Chuck Lorre, is 60.
He has a lot of money.
Yeah, he does.
Well, Big Bang Theory, too.
And Mike and Molly.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Pam Dauber from Mork and Mindy is 61. Ditka, 73 today. Mike Ditka.
Wow.
And I actually talked to this lady, incredibly sweet and still beautiful, Dawn Wells.
Oh, my.
74.
Who is she, Marianne?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's it. Okay, wow, good for her.
Chuck Berry is 86.
And still alive.
Yes, he is.
And still playing, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And one last one, and forgive the impressions, but ho, ho, Nelly.
Yeah.
It's a football.
Yeah.
Keith Jackson, 84 today.
Yeah. Terry McMillan, How Stella Got Her Groove Back, the author, is 61. Did we mention Pam Dauber?
Yes.
Yeah. She's married to, what's his name, right? The,
Who can forget old what's his name?
Yeah. Who's in that, the NCIS guy, Mark Harmon, is that right?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, we could live. If only there were a way. Wynton Marcellus is 51. Did you say him?
Nope.
All right.
I like Wynton Marcellus.
Yeah, it does good work there. All right, there you go. It's 6:19.